Video: cancer patient with prosthetic leg beaten in road rage incident, very cruel. By Amy Furr on October 18, 2022. A Louisiana man who is fighting cancer and has a prosthetic leg was seriously hurt during the reported road rage incident on Sunday. The incident took place Sunday evening on Causey Road in Prairieville. Deputies said 59-year-old Scott Gray was traveling down a narrow part of the lanes, WAFT reported Monday. His side mirror apparently clipped another driver's side mirror, which broke that person's mirror off the vehicle. So Gray stopped to exchange information per the usual practice. However, according to Ascension Parish Sheriff Bobby Weber, that's what he thought was going to happen. But when the suspect got there, it was anything but that. It was very cruel, very rude, and maybe it's your fault. And you're going to pay for the damage to my vehicle. The man remembers being hit one time but nothing afterward, his family told the outlet. Deputies believe the other driver beat the victim, who was found unconscious on the side of the road. They added the victim told detectives the person who attacked him was a black man, the report said. In a social media post Monday, the sheriff's office detailed the incident and said the investigation was active. Detectives are currently searching for an early 2000 model black truck with undercarriage neon lights, possibly blue or purple in color. The driver's side mirror may also be damaged, the agency wrote. Gray suffered 3 facial fractures, an eye laceration that cut his tear duct, and bruises to his face. Relatives noted that Gray is battling stage 4 melanoma and only has one leg due to a previous motorcycle accident. In addition, he was scheduled to be in Houston at MD Anderson to receive treatment, and family members said the incident robbed them of more time with their loved one. The guy left him there and he was unconscious when they found him. A monster would do something like this. Someone that doesn't have God in their heart would do something like this, one relative said. Images shared online appeared to show Gray recovering while sitting up in a hospital bed. First of all, I would like to thank God for have protected my husband from a situation that could have had a tragic end, and for being with him and the doctors who are accompanying him, user Zayin Scott Gray wrote. Bad things happen all the time, but we never expect it to be so close to us, she continued. In a subsequent post on Tuesday, Zayin Scott Gray shared another image that appeared to show the two on their way home. According to Weber, 2 witnesses have brought forward information regarding the suspect's vehicle. The WAFT report said the suspect could face a second-degree battery charge. Meanwhile, a recent survey found violent crime in cities across President Joe Biden's D. America rose by over 4% during the first 6 months of this year, Breitbart News reported in September.